Okay, here we go. Gentlemen, if y'all are new to this, this is what we're here about. Gentlemen, I am not here to tell you what to think, because what we've learned as a man over here is that based off of your fingerprint, you are the only one of your kind. And based off of your fingerprint, you need to learn your laws, your rules, your codes, your way. And once you begin to learn who you are as a man, it is at that point you will understand that you need to grow all day, every day. Okay? See, what I'm saying to you guys out here is that I understand for a lot of you guys why you don't take the risk. For some of you, there is the fear of success. For some of you, there is the fear of mistakes. For some of you, there is the fear of judgment. For some of you, there is the fear of embarrassment. For other you, there's a fear of rejection or the fear of criticism, okay? And all these things are causing you to hesitate because you're not trusting you enough to say that it is okay to get knocked down. Gentlemen, I know this is going to sound crazy. Listen to what Uncle's telling you. I want you to get knocked down. I want you to get beat up. I want you to lose, okay? I want you to realize that everything will not work out the way you want. Thank you, 240 likes. Shout out to you guys out there. But I wanted to let y'all guys know this, because until you can understand what you are, you will never take the right risk that you need to not succeed, not fail, but to learn. One must go outside of his comfort zone. And that, I know, guys, it's the scariest thing. Listen, gentlemen, to go out your comfort zone means that you're going into unfamiliar territory. But if is it actually unfamiliar territory when you have your mental compass and you are the light that will guide you in the darkness, gentlemen? Think about what I'm saying. So many of you guys out here, you feel that you need approval of your parents, the church, women, and all these things, and you're worried about sometimes disappointing those people versus saying, I'm all about me. And I'm sorry. I know a lot of you guys, like, is a hard thing to swallow when I'm telling you to be about yourself. I need you to take care of the only you that's on this planet. Nobody is going to love, cherish, and take care of you like you take care of yourself. Nobody will. There will never be anybody to have that kind of unconditional love for you other than your damn dog. And guys, and if you don't understand what unconditional love is, get a dog, and you will see unconditional love. At its highest, at the top, the tip of the mountain, you will see what unconditional love is and what you should have for yourself. But most of you do not have this for yourself because most of you don't believe in yourself, because playing it safe is easy. Stopping the guilt, avoiding it, running away from it, all these things are stopping you. And what it's doing is, unfortunately, it's making you guys attach yourself to rely on other people or other YouTubers telling you theory to solve all your problems their way. I'm not here to solve your problems. I'm here to show you that you're allowed to solve your own problems when you actually trust yourself. There really is no problem. How can a woman be a problem? How can rejection be a problem? How can failure be a problem when you are one with yourself, one mind, one thought, one action, one way, your way, not my way, your way? But stop. Do not take this shit as motivation, because that's what your mind wants you to think. This is not motivation. This is you and I talking to each other. I am not here to motivate you because I would fail if I'm trying to motivate you. And if you're looking for motivation, you fail because you're looking at me to solve your fucking thoughts and your problems, which you should never have a problem as a man. Let NASA say, well, we just got word there's this big meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth, and it'll be here in a few weeks. Okay, that's a fucking problem. You're just going to accept that shit. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. But what I'm saying is that there is no reward if you don't risk it all. You are too busy overthinking consequences. You're too busy procrastinating. You're too busy waiting for guaranteed results, and that's not going to happen in the game. Well, it's got to be perfect because I'm not going to risk it unless I know that she's going to like me. That's the only way I get the fuck out of here with that shit. Well, I ain't going to risk it yet. I'm just going to wait till tomorrow and then wait till the next day. And the next day, think about it, gentlemen. We're 6 months. Matter of fact, we're 28 days in the second half of the year, and look at all the procrastination that you surface dwellers have been doing. Lost in basic details to hold you back and to hold you down. Procrastinating all the time. It's not the right time. Not now. We'll do it tomorrow. Then tomorrow comes. Not now. We'll do it the next day. And men don't move that way, gentlemen. Men don't think that way, gentlemen. Men don't act that way. But weak people do. Overthinking, oh my gosh. I mean, if I do it, oh my gosh, she's going to say no to me. And when she says no to me, there's going to be a fucking little fucking acorn hit me on the top of the head. Oh, my God, the sky is falling. Let me go around with my little chicken little ass and tell all my fucking friends we got to hide because the sky is falling because a girl doesn't like me. Are y'all serious? But then on the other side, with the 98% of you service dwellers out there, you want the result of sex. Don't have no apartment. Don't have no mouthpiece. You don't have any way to turn her on. You have no way to speak to her. You can't even do anything. But yet, you want a guaranteed result. That if I walk up to that woman right there, that she's just going to say, take me now because you watch too much porn. You want guaranteed results, and men don't look for guaranteed results. The only thing a man looks for that's guaranteed is himself. He guarantees himself because that's all I've got. That's all I got to bet on is me. Hey, listen, I will go in and push all the chips to the middle of the table because I bet on me. I bet on me. I will take, and it's not even, I don't call it a risk because what am I risking? I'm the opportunity. So if I'm an opportunity, how am I taking a risk? How do I take a risk if I'm the opportunity, gentlemen? Ask yourself that question. But for some of you guys, again, I get it. I get it. Sometimes when you got the feminine in you, the easiest thing and the safest thing to do is deny things. Deny being responsible or taking responsibility for your actions. Be in denial to blame everybody that's everything that's going wrong in your life. It's a denial of, you know, blaming the woman, blaming women, blaming society, blaming the man. Life never said it was going to be easy for you. Because as I said before, lifetime in the game does not give a fuck about any of us. None of us. They were there before we got here. They are here right now while we are here. And when we are gone, they are going to keep on moving because they don't give a fuck. But you guys want them to stop. You guys want time to slow down. You guys want to, time to say it's okay. Let me pat you on your back and rub your stomach and tell you it's okay. Let me get you some warm milk and all this other stuff. The game doesn't work that way, gentlemen. Game does not work that way. But you guys out there, I know something's happening to you guys out there. But what happened? When is the last time you took your mind into your garage and gave yourself an assessment? You take your car in to get tuned up every once every, what, 6 months or maybe a few months? But yet, when is the last time you've taken your mind into your mental garage? When is the last time that you tried to maximize your mindset, your outcome, to take advantage of every opportunity out there by creating what it is you actually want instead of just trying to get between somebody's legs? When have you assessed, Steve, how can I assess, take the risk and try it. If you want to take a risk, risk and assess yourself. And real, if you assess yourself, you ain't going to like what you see. You're not going to like you a risk if you actually see yourself. You're going to see somebody soft, somebody with no drive. And it's going to sting. I didn't say it was going to feel good. It's going to sting everybody. It's not going to feel good. But when you're going to do it, because nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to take that risk for you. You never ask yourself, if I do this, what the fuck do I lose? Wait, if I go talk to a girl, do I lose my eyesight? No. Mm-mm. Do I lose my hearing? No. Do I lose my job? Mm-mm, because I ain't talking to women at my job, so no. Does the price of gas go down? I mean, what? I want to know what it is. What do you surface dwellers lose? But one cannot even know what one loses when one has the end result and outcome of just getting some ass. What a shame. Is that all you are? You don't even have a result of an outcome. Nor do you have a simple solution to get and knock down one of the ones to create your outcome. What a shame. It's sad. It's crazy. But I'm not here to hold you, put your foot to the fire. That's not what I'm here to do. It's not my job. Your job is to put yourself to the fire. Put your foot to the fire. 28 days into the new year. The second half of the new year, still the same person that you were last year. What a shame. How does that even, I wish I could ask you how it works, because I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't even imagine just being the same fucking person every, oh my God, how does that even work? And not even trying to grow yourself. If there's any risk that you need to take, it's the risk of yourself first. Take the risk of communicating with yourself first. But one will not risk something when one does not trust himself enough to risk it all. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. Y'all want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. The Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. But what do we do? How do we fix it? How do we fix it? We'll probably talk more about that tomorrow. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But do you understand what fixing it is going to help you with? Do you understand? You don't need your scribe to fix said problem. This is more the detective. We'll talk more about that on Wednesday show. Michael, no. Absolutely not. No. Request denied. Request denied. You don't want to talk to girls. You don't want to do it. So why would I waste my time to make a video and you ain't even doing the shit I'm doing right now and teach you for free? Why would I waste my time on that? Stop. Stop. Request denied. Give me a better question. Request denied. You ain't even talking to yourself. Why would I do a show to talk about other things? You're not even communicating with yourself. Request denied. Guys, we're gonna kick it. We'll kick it for a few more minutes. But what I'm saying, if y'all don't want to call us cool or any questions, I think we wrapped most of the stuff that we need to discuss, because we'll kick off the tomorrow the action plan, having a plan of action. Peach, I don't know why you asking these questions. Let's see what you have. When you say taking a risk is more internal thing pertaining to confidence, or does it mean that you're doing risky things? Peach, I think you got it twisted. As a man, we don't impress women. We make an impression, baby girl. You got it wrong. We make an impression. Why would I do things to impress a woman when I'm too busy impressing myself? Why would I think you got it all twisted wrong. A man should not try to, why would I try to impress you? Who are you? Who are you that I need to impress you? You see what I'm saying, Peaches? Why do I need to impress? You're a woman that's emotional, that hides behind makeup, who has low self-worth and low self-esteem. So why would I, who make worlds and conquer stuff in my mind and expand my mind, why would I have to impress you? I think you should be impressing me, because if you're not doing that, you're wasting my time, and I will dismiss you and call the next one up. Come on now. Y'all should get better than, come on, impressing a woman. Y'all should stop that silly shit and impressing a woman, please. Was Homelander holding himself to the fire last episode when he was talking to himself? Well, Homelander has become a victim of his own self. Well, he was kind of talking to himself, but he was a little shake when Soldier Boy, when he realized he was alive, he was a little bit shaken by that. Because when you think you're the top of the mountain and somebody else, you realize you're not, then remember, there's always somebody that's going to be better, stronger, have more money than you and all these things. So he didn't accept that. So it was a hard shift in his mind, because he felt that, you know what, I wasn't good enough. Well, he thought he was a big bully. That's all he was. He's been a bully. All he's been doing these last three seasons is bully. But then the bully became bully when those three of them got on him. So, yeah. But anyway, let me keep going. So I don't know. Don't do it. Hey, once you get done, do it over again. You failed. Stop trying to rush it. That's your problem. You're failing. But yeah, but guys, if y'all got any questions, I'm here. Go ask around before you shut the lines down. If y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. Got a few more minutes left and all this other stuff. If y'all have a question, we got you. If not, it's cool. It's no problem at all. We will talk more about the answer tomorrow. We'll discuss the answer tomorrow. But what's important? No. You know what I'm watching right now, dog? I am watching. I don't know how the fuck I started watching this. The Umbrella Academy. I've been binging that. Yeah, I've been working and watching the Umbrella thing. I've been watching that, so I'm like kind of watching that right now, like binging that stuff. But the thing that I want you guys to binge before you guys go to bed is The Graveyard. Always remember, everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last as a man. Soak up the game. Learn the game. And realize the importance that you have in the game. Okay? In the game. That's what's important. Who is this guy? Wait, hello. That toll free number. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you? Oh, man. Let me, before I end this, let me make this call. Someone asked me to call him. Oh, my God, dude. Y'all have got to get y'all lives together, man. Jesus. Man, I was, dude, when I got out of the house, I didn't look back. I didn't live with my parents. I was gone. I was out. I had to make it my way, but I made it. Call this last guy. I hope he answers, but I don't know. He wants me to call him, change his rate plans. I don't understand. I'm calling right now. Jesus Christ, man.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
What are you saying? Wait. I have a limited call anywhere. My number, we're not. What's your, dude, this guy is telling me. Never mind. Never mind. I thought he was giving me a number. He's saying his number don't. I can't read your mind. Anyway, let me see if there's any other questions before we wrap this up. Let me go to Page Master real quick. Page Master said, would you agree that courage equals confidence? The more courage it takes, the more confidence that points you in the right direction. No. That's just hoopla bullshit that they have been telling y'all guys. It doesn't take courage. It takes you. Stop trying. See, what you're trying to do, and this is why y'all mess up. See, you use words to try to define yourself, but then you also use words to imprison yourself. Stop looking for courage. And stop trying to think courage is going to give you confidence. Because courage is only going to give you liquid courage. Liquid confidence. That shit ain't going to work, man. Stop telling yourself to lie and get off your lazy ass and build your kingdom. The only way you will win is building your kingdom. Hold on, I'm going to call this mother one time. Yeah, y'all got to stop. The problem with y'all guys, y'all always looking for the easy way out. You're always looking for something to define you or some easy way. What, you get courage. So fucking what? You'll be a sheepish lion with fucking weak ass, with a little bit of courage with no confidence. I'm going to call this guy and see what he wants.
Yes, sir.
What's your question, man? What's up?
Yes, sir. No, you mentioned the village. I finally got a time to sit down and watch from the beginning and end.
Yes.
I know you mentioned it before.
Yes.
When you talk about taking risks.
Yes.
When the girl father sent her out and gave her a bag of rocks, a little boy questioned, "Hey, where did the rocks come from?"
You say, "Where did the rocks come from?" Wait, where did the rocks come from that hit it, over the head? What did you say?
She had a bag of rocks that her father gave her.
Okay.
It basically comes for her saying these are magic rocks that'll protect you.
Right.
Two guys left. At one point, she was just standing there in fear. He eventually dropped the rocks and kept going.
Okay.
Is that the moment? Is that saying she let go of everything she was told about the village?
No, that was the reinforcer. What made her, what happened was when she stepped outside, when she went into the forest, that was the risk.
Yes.
And then when she realized that she was living a lie, that's why she did
that.
It was the lie of the elders, or you could say your parents, the church, media, and all these things out there that tell you you can't do anything.
I get you.
Now, remember though, her power wasn't in her eyes or her perception. Her power was in the risk that she took when she couldn't see anything. Everybody else could see. She said, "I got to go out there and save this guy. So I'm going to go into that forest, and if the creatures get me, they get me.
Get me, yeah.
Right, but wait." But when she realized there were really no creatures in there, she's like, well, wait a second. Then somebody's lying to me. So when she dropped everything, there was no, because she's like, wait a second, ain't no magic in this stuff. just a ball of like rocks.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you watched The Village, but you can see why you guys won't take the risk. Because the elders, and let's say the elders, could be church, parents, media, or women. They are the big bad monsters in the woods, and you can't go in those woods because you would get ate up, and you got to stop believing these things, man. Stop believing mom and dad, church and media and all these things. You believe all these things, you will always be a prisoner, listen, to their mind. Listen to what I'm saying. And this is where people hate to hear this stuff. But you're only going to go as far as your pastor, your parents, or the media's mindset. Because they can only take you to their edge. You can't go past their great beyond, because you guys are too trusting of these things. You're trusting things that just, listen, love your parents. But goddamn, do you have to, don't be your parents. They're the end results of their lives and their mindsets. They're not me. Yeah, I'm a part of them, but when you're telling me not to go in the woods, why the fuck should I trust you? Because you're the same people that told me in Santa Claus, right?
Yeah.
Right? So I'm supposed to believe you, my pastor. I'm supposed to believe you. Because you built this big old building and shined it all up and everybody's sitting there and worshiping you. And I'm supposed to think that if I piss you off, I can't go to heaven or a heaven or whatever the fuck y'all call that shit. I can't go to that cloud, I guess, in the sky or whatever y'all want to call it. You mean I've got to impress you? Some guys would go in that booth and say, well, I've sinned. And he's going to be like, well, huh. Man, do four Hail Marys, five this, and six that. You know, oh, thank you. What? Yeah, I got to impress you? But see, I'm just saying, I'm not, hey, y'all guys love your church and all this. I'm just saying, when you wake up, you'll see some shit.
Yeah.
Why should I believe him? Then the media, everything they're doing is either drawing fear, making me take pills, or trying to market and say, I got to wear this shirt to get women. I've got to wear those shoes and that watch to get women. Fuck you. Wait, who said that? You know who said that? There's probably 12 motherfuckers in a building, in a marketing team that sits there and figures out what are they trying to market. But yet I got to follow that? No, hell no. I'm allowed to think for myself. Caller, I used to get my ass beat when I asked my mom about dinosaurs. Mom, why ain't there dinosaurs in the Bible? Got my ass beat for that. See what I'm saying? Mom, yes. if there's a God, why can't I pray to God? Got my ass beat for that shit. No, I was supposed to be a good little soldier and follow my mother and my parents. Same parents. That my mother sometimes, you know what she would do sometimes? I'm not ashamed of this. Sometimes she would throw her love in my face. I worked this many jobs, and what the fuck are you talking about? You brought me in this world. You had better take care of my ass. That's not going to fly with me. So guess what? I nipped that shit in the bud. Hey, when my mother asked to borrow money, unlike you motherfuckers, you're like, okay, mom. Let me keep giving you money and shit and not ask for any of it back because you're my mother. Goddamn no. Uh-uh. Mom, this is what we're going to do. Mom, I'm going to give you this money. When are you paying me back? What do you mean pay? Then don't ask for no money because you're going to pay me back. Are you crazy? Do you see what I'm saying? I don't operate like y'all do. Uh-uh. Nope. Listen, I've dated
the boys.
I've dated Muslims. I've dated Christians, Catholics, you name it, down the line. And I listen, believe what you want. Just don't push it on me. Don't push your religion on me. I'm going to respect you enough to have your religion, do your thing. I'm not going to change what you did. That's not my job. But don't you try to tell me what I should be thinking. And don't ask me to do some shit, because I will say no. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not doing that. If you got to leave, bye, there's a door. And nobody's going to market to me what I got to wear to impress a woman, because I'm wearing the best thing ever, and that's my mind. I'm not impressing anybody. What? Are you serious? What the fuck I got to impress you for? Who the fuck are you? You're just a regular person trying to keep up with the Joneses. So why do I need to impress you? That's why when I go into those woods, I will moonwalk into them motherfucking woods, do cartwheels in them woods. Because you know what? I'd rather die taking a risk out there by some magical, mythical monster than being a prisoner by all them motherfucking elders who were some selfish motherfucker. That was some, that, but see, that's the world, though. Think about that, caller. Think about the selfishness. How dare them, the church. They were using church, them, and the world to imprison them poor motherfuckers because they loved their parents and the elders so much. They were good little soldiers. Oh, no, good little soldiers, because my parents would never fuck me over, right?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Even
that's
the
just
ones
like the boys.
What do you mean, the boys? You mean on Amazon Prime? What about the boys?
Yeah, when Homelander realized they were using them to get that woman pregnant, and he tied one up and realized it was a lot. And you said, the board members, you know, that stuff and saying, wait a minute.
But let's go. Wait. Okay, you're really missing a bigger point here. Let's get a little bit deeper. Think about the moves that they're making. Okay, when Homelander fucks up or somebody fucks up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They gather a team of people to say, okay, I need you to hug this many babies. I need you to go do this. And I need you to go that, because the people are so goddamn ignorant that all we need to do is kind of simmer this down. You're not even looking at the bigger picture. See, you're right about what you're saying, but I want you to go deeper. Think about what they do when something goes wrong. They're saying to themselves, okay, let's take a moment for a second. Let's take a moment. Okay, you know about Superman, right? You know Superman, right?
Yes, sir.
So what did Superman have to do? Superman said, okay, I got to blend in with everybody, right? I got to blend in with the world. So who did he create?
Clark Kent.
And what is Clark Kent? He a bumbling, studying idiot and a fool, right? Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, and you're right, SMT, damage control. See, what I'm saying is, damage control is only there because the human mind is so simple and weak that they will buy the bullshit. Homelander, hey, I'm dating this girl. Oh, my God, Homelander's in love. And Homelander, like, and then she's like, I ain't dating this motherfucker. And then she back, and what did she do? What did the old girl do? She knows she wasn't dating him, but she knew she had to play up to the human mind by kissing him live on the air.
Yeah.
To play up to something. And that's what they're showing you how the world works. You're not free. See, the one that's free is the butcher. Butcher is free because butcher sees all the BS that's going around that nobody else is looking at. Because, see, y'all are not, again, you're looking at the concept right, but you're not looking deep enough to see that they're making fun of you people. Do you not think there's not damage control in football, basketball, baseball, damage control with movie actors and rappers, damage control with the church, damage control with your parents? And all those motherfuckers got one thing in common, that they can control the sheep by controlling the damage, by minimizing it, by making a feel-good story. Think about the news. The news always hits you with the hardest shit first to build up the fear, right? But then the damage control is then it's going to be sports, weather, And then the feel-good story of the day. Oh, there was a guy that saved a poor little cat at the tree. Well, yeah, I was just sitting there minding my own business. I saw that cute little kitty cat. And, yeah, Tyrone Weekly Jackson of this, and this saw that thing. And what he said, well, you know, I was just sitting around. Or they would use another, or they would use a white dude, right? I mean, they would use black people. Then they'd go to white dude. You know what? There was a dog that was rescued. Well, you know, I was with my wife and everything. And I was driving my wife and everything. And I saw that dog. And I thought, oh, man, you know what? I'm going to take care of that dog. You know, I'm going to find love in my heart. Or they'll use a woman. You know what? There's this girl. Oh, look at them, the Girl Scout cookies and all this stuff. And, hey, mister, would you like some lemonade? Well, you know what? My daughter, you know, she just wanted to do good. And she just saw a guy, a homeless guy. So what she decided on doing is making a lemonade stand so she can feed the homeless guy. Oh, and that's they getting all you motherfuckers, man. That's how they getting you. But then what is the damage control of those pushing theory on you? You remember the big bad women out there that's hurting all men, scaring you with tactics, right? But let's damage control this by joining my cult, taking away your name, and becoming a pill or a plate. Damage it's control.
Just like the Riddler and the Batman.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is the problem. But see, what I'm saying is, don't believe me. See it for yourself. Look, dude, watch. You're going to watch the boy. When you turn on the boys, watch any episode of the boys. Matter of fact, watch the episode when they got rid of the brother for Homeland. Remember, they did watch how they did that. Because you can look at that. You can look at House of Cards. Look at any kind of political thing. And what is the key? Is that the damage control people controls the mindset of the foolish person who is not rooted in themselves. They are easily swayed by feel good. They're easily swayed by fear. So what we got to do is we got to do something to scare these people. They're too comfortable. You know what? Hey, peep game, caller. Peep this. Ready for this? You ready for this mindfuck? When's the last time they brought up? When's the last time you heard anything about COVID? When's the last time you heard anything about COVID? Think about that for a second. The last few years, COVID stuffed down your throat. Stuff it down your throat. COVID, 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 COVID. Oh, my God. COVID this. Oh, my God. The numbers are going up. Oh, my God. Stay in the house. Don't do this. Don't do that, right? Where is it at right now? Where are the news articles and stuff? Where do people run around with all their damn masks on and stuff like that? Well, think about it. Again, you don't see what I'm saying. You see what I mean? So all I'm saying to you is that don't believe me. You must see it for yourself to see what is actually going on through your eyes. Don't look at it through my eyes because you're not me. I'm just saying you are right with Homelander, but you missed the biggest thing. You miss that what this show is showing you is that how manipulated, how easy it is to manipulate people to get them to do what you want them to do. Oh, my God, this messed up. We got to cover this up. How are we going to cover this up? Hey, remember Pulp Fiction? Oh, man, we got like, calling the wolf. Remember Pulp Fiction? The wolf.
Yep. Yep.
The wolf come in, damage control.
Yep.
I'm going to clean all this. Don't worry about it, guys. I'm going to clean this up. I want y'all to get y'all tired. Da-da-da-da. But nobody sees the button. See, they're telling you right in your face what society is doing to you. But they know that you are not even going to see what's going on because you're so far in the forest. Again, I like the show like you guys, but I understand the depth in what they're saying. To a point where, remember, Soldier Boy's statue used to be there, right? Why do you think Homelander changed it out? Because just like the church, they want you to worship something else. They want you to worship something else. And there's so many things in between that people don't even understand. The worst part is they don't even know who they're worshiping right now. Show me one Jesus movie that didn't have a black man starring in it. Please tell me how one movie out there that have one brother, with wool ass hair doing all that stuff that hippie doing. Can't do that, right? Because the perception of not, because everybody's not racist, because I'm not making this about racial, but the Americas have got to whitewash it to make it seem like it's actually we're the number one race out there. I mean, you know what I mean? And it's not a bad thing. It's just it's no bad. It's just what is out there. I'm just telling you what it is. I don't give a fuck what it is, but they have got to make it as if, just like with Homelander. Think about Homelander. What do you think they were doing with Homelander? They got him with a cape with the Star Spangled Banner on there, doing most of the worst things imaginable for America. Y'all don't even see that. He's flying around acting like he's about truth, justice in the American way and doing the most malicious, fucked up shit known to man. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's how deep it is, but nobody wants you to know that. Remember, there are things you know. There are things you don't know, right? And then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. Exactly. And that's the problem. Yeah. The gullible person who's in their feelings are going to love the feel-good stories, and they're going to fear the fearful stories. How many times have you seen it real quick that someone shot somebody up on Mars? By the time it got to your neighborhood, they've got police officers around the schools and stuff in your neighborhood, knowing it didn't even happen in your neighborhood. You want to know what? And then slowly but surely, they pull them out slowly and surely to a point where you don't even recognize they're gone.
Yeah.
See that right there?
Yeah, you're right.
But see, that's how game is. Game, there's game in what we're talking about right now. There's game in that because they're manipulating your mind.
Yeah.
Because you're willing to accept their truth as the truth.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying do it. I'm not saying don't do it or do it. That's not my job. I'm not here to tell you that. My job is to say that sometimes they're making jokes out of you guys through these movies where you even missing the point. You even realize you're the butt of the joke. When you see every time do you think when an athlete screws around with a woman, you don't know their marketing and damage? Anytime there is an issue and a problem, there's always going to be a damaging team. Hey, okay, Kevin, look, Kevin, we lose some money. So what we need you to do is, no, don't wear the black because that's mourning. Hey, Kevin, we want you to wear a soft color because that will be more acceptable to you. And go ahead and put a few fake tears in there and admit that you're fall because we got to sell you and get more marketing share. So, well, how y'all doing? I just want to say that I was wrong and I love my wife. And I would. And then guess what? Dear old America forgives, right? See that shit? Dear old America not only forgives, but then they forget. And like I said, I love my wife and my kids. And I just want to let y'all know this is being brought to you by my next movie coming on Netflix. It will be in your theaters. You see what I'm saying? Don't even see that shit. Easy to forgive. And look at this. Everybody, let me give you an example. Everybody always talking about Jay-Z, right? Jay-Z is a boss. Jay-Z is all this other stuff, right? Same Jay-Z that was in that fucking elevator years ago getting his ass whipped while his fucking wife was just sitting there watching that shit happen. But guess what? They forget about that shit. You see what I'm saying?
See, that's like a show I watched on Paramount called The Offer. It's how the Godfather movie was made.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed. The book is about gangsters, but the movie is about family. And everybody, even Frank Sinatra, tried to get it shut down until they changed the perspective from a gangster flick, marketing it to be a family flick.
Because that's drawing in these family-orientated fools that believe family is everything. And it's the same, it's the same motherfuckers that's talking family that it threatens their love if you date someone out of your race. They threaten to take everything from, hey, I smile, you messing with that white guy, we're not going to have you in there. Or the black one, you messing with a white girl, you ain't going to get my love anymore. Come on, man. They're not pushing family. They're pushing control through the family. Where a lot of you guys say, you know what? I don't want to lose my family. I don't want to lose my man. Fuck your family. And I don't mean I say that with love though. Y'all are too busy trying to please everything under the umbrella of family. And those selfish motherfuckers in the village are the same families that most of y'all guys are dealing right now, dangling their love. Hey, do it my way. You got to do it my way because my way is through the church. My way is through this. And my way, because if you can't do that, I'm going to take my love from you. Are you fucking serious? And y'all, mama, I don't want to lose my parents. I love my parents. I don't want to, okay, father, I'll do what you want me to do. I want you to be a lawyer. But daddy, I like you, but I want to be a doctor. No, you're going to be a lawyer because we're a family of lawyers. We're a family of cops and all this. Man, come on, man. But again, I'm just a free thinker. I'm sorry. I'm just free. I am fucking free. And I see it all. And you don't need to see it through my eyes. You just need to see what I'm showing you. Look at it and start seeing what I'm showing you. It's amazing when you realize right now it's shifting your thinking. You think about Homelander, go get a little bit deeper and see how they always trying to control the fucking narrative. Hey, think about it real quick. Think about the black guy that runs, right? The fast guy on the boys, right?
A-Train.
Yeah. Oh, good old A-Train wanted to bring it back to the motherland. What did he do? Sucker shit. Changed his uniform to the motherland, ran by some elephants, zebras, and damn lions and shit. And motherfuckers like, yeah, power to the people. Man, they got these motherfuckers, man. Come on, man. It's all marketing. The one you should watch the most is the redhead chick that was on The Fear of the Walking Dead, the redhead chick that's pulling out her hair and shit. The one that's
the one
you gotta watch because she is controlling all the narratives, man. She's controlling the narratives, the numbers. Hey, Homelander, you're up 77%. Oh, you're down this percent. See what I'm saying? That's the one you gotta watch because every company out there and ready every church. Matter of fact, what is that name of that church show that has Danny McBride? I think it's on HBO. Remember, it's a church comedy show. It's Danny McBride. I forgot. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? The
Christian church show?
Yeah, it's a church show. I think it was on HBO with Danny McBride. And the dude from Roseanne, the dad from Roseanne. What is that show, guys? Anybody?
Never seen it.
Hold on, I'll pull it up. I'm waiting for anybody. If y'all haven't seen it, let me tell you this shit. Hold on a second. Let me tell you the name of that show. Hold on, let me see. Before I end it, Danny McBride. Hold on a second. I'll tell you the name of the show. Y'all about it. It's called... Okay, guys, the show is called... And watch what the show is. Let me pull that shit up. Oh, what the fuck? Let me pull it up. The Righteous Gemstones, the Righteous Gemstones, gentlemen. Okay, the Righteous Gemstones. Okay. Yeah, you got it, big dog. Thank you, B. Watch that.
Okay.
Not Eastbound and Down. Watch that. Look at them greedy ass motherfuckers that sitting on a plot of land. That each one of them have their own houses. And all they're doing is finding out ways to sucker the regular guy out of their money, dog. They don't even give it. Man, dude, it's right in your face. And y'all think, like, if you're out in Houston, like Lakewood Church, who's the guy that runs Lakewood Church and all that stuff?
Joel Osteen.
Joel, you think that, or T.D. Jakes, man, do you think they give a fuck? Jeez, boy, y'all got to wake up. Only a few will wake up. Everybody else will be asleep. But anyway, Carl, I got to let you go because I'm about to wrap this up, man. But thanks for the call,
thank
man.
Thank you for your time.
I respect
thank
you.
You
I appreciate you, Dan. Thank you, Carl. Anyway, guys, like I said, man, y'all need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Listen, what I am saying right now is not to change your thoughts or anything like that. That is not what I'm here to do. You have got to see it for yourself. Do not believe me. See it for yourself. I'm giving you all those names. Look and see it for yourself. When you see it, you'll understand it. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm just free. I'm a free goddamn thinker. But you know what? You can be free too. And I appreciate all you guys out there, man. You need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. Guys, tomorrow we will discuss the other portion of this, of what you're going to need to break free of the things that are holding you down. We'll discuss that tomorrow, guys. We'll see you at 8 East. Peace.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that.